Hey guys, I'm back, and today is the day we talk about loving working out. So if you know me, or if you've watched my vlogs, you probably know I love to work out. So I love the gym, I love traditional workout, I love non-traditional workout, I love every type of workout there is, really. And I know people roll their eyes and groan and like, oh, you're so annoying because you love working out. But I really do, and I want to help. Oh, there's my cat. And I want to help you guys get to that point. And it might not be the same for you as it is for me. So for me, I just love the gym, and I love the atmosphere. I love the smell. I love the sounds. I love everything about it. I love lifting weights. I love doing cardio. I like it all. It really makes me excited and just want to do that. But if for you, you hate the gym, first of all, I would definitely challenge you to try it out and just have an amazing attitude about it and try to love it. Like, just really get in a different mindset, because I think a lot of the times people hate gyms and physical activity because they've had some bad experiences, maybe, or something didn't work out for them in the past. It's just the same as losing weight. People lose faith in things because they tried it in the past and it didn't work. So you need to remove that from your mind, first of all. And then start afresh and just go in, you know, open to love, open to loving. I know it sounds cheesy, but open to the thought that you really could love this, and it will make you feel amazing. But anyways, get off that topic. It doesn't have to be a gym. So in my book, Loving Yourself Fit, gotta plug it every vlog. anyways, in my book, I talk a little bit about loving exercise. And what I talk about in it is, it doesn't have to be a gym. Think back to when you were a little kid. What did you love doing? Because most kids do a lot of physical activity, running around, playing sports. Maybe you hated sports. I hated sports. I hated gym class. I hated that all when I was young. But I loved dancing. And I loved skating, and I loved swimming, just all these other things. So think back to when you were little. What did you love? What did you love to do that was physical? Did you love, you know, running? Did you do track and field? Did you just love running around the house? Did you love, you know, jumping on a trampoline? Did you love, there's so many things. Did you love martial arts? Did you love sports? If you weren't sporty, maybe you liked, you know, walking long distances around town. Think about what really, you know, energized you as a kid and made you feel alive as a kid. And then build off that as an adult. So try and find those activities. And instead of going to a gym or working out at home or doing something you think is like punishment, which I'll talk about in a sec, you know, do something that really excites you. And maybe it's different from when you were a kid. Maybe, like for me, I want to become a ninja now as an adult. So, you know, I do taekwondo, and that's really fun. As a kid, I had no interest in that. So things change also, right? So think about what it was as a kid that made you excited and try and get back into that as an adult. I mean, everything's possible. People think I have to go to the gym to get fit. Really, you don't. You could go to a trampoline park. You could go to play a sport. You could do martial arts. You could do a dance class. There's Zumba. There's all sorts of things you can do. It doesn't have to be traditional, just workout. I think people think that's the only way, and it's not, right? Or maybe you prefer just doing a nice Pilates workout at home, or, you know, popping a DVD or looking at your computer and doing a workout off that. Or maybe you're like me and you love the gym, or you will love the gym when you give it a chance. One thing about loving the gym, often, especially women, and a lot of out of shape people sometimes feel very intimidated at the gym. I will do a whole vlog on this because this is something, it's a passion of mine. I want to make people feel amazing and comfortable at the gym, because I think that's part of the reason people hate the gym, because they feel out of place, they feel like everyone's looking at them, they feel like they don't know what to do with all these machines, and I do want to help everyone with that. That is, I want to come help everyone, like, all the time with that. That's one of my big missions in life. Just let people see the beauty in the gym and love it. No one's staring at you, probably. We have to first get over that. I'll do a whole vlog on this. I won't even get into it. But so sometimes having a friend or someone who knows what they're doing take you to a gym can help. I'm here. If you're around in my area, I am always game to help someone out with that. And hopefully my love of the gym rubs off on you guys. Anyways, going on to my next point is don't hate exercise. Okay, so as a personal trainer and a fitness professional, and even just with friends and family, I always hear people complaining. People hire me as a personal trainer because they just don't feel they can do it on their own. They're like, I can't make myself do this. And I'm like, make yourself do this. This is such an amazing opportunity and an amazing thing you're doing. How you hate it? So don't look at it as punishment. I think people are looking at exercise as this terrible punishment they have to endure because they ate that cheesecake last night. Don't look at it that way. Look at it as this amazing opportunity that you get to give to your body. And it's going to make you better. It's going to make you look better. It's going to make you feel better. You're going to feel amazing after this workout. And a lot of people say, oh yeah, I do it because I feel good after. But feel good during too. Like feel good. Like every rep, like wow, I'm making myself better. Every like mile you run is like making your heart healthier and making you look hot. So, you know, don't hate your workout. Stop it. Just stop hating it today. I guess I'd have no job if people loved it, maybe, because people look to me to force them to work out, and I don't want to, I want you to love it, so hopefully I make people love their workout, but people say, if I was on my own, I wouldn't want to work out, and I kind of know this feeling just because I have no time, and it's hard, but I want to work out so badly. I'm like, when can I find the time to work out? So work out for me. Just if you have the time, or even if you don't, make the time. Like, it's an exciting thing to be able to do. Just love working out. And I know people are like, oh, you're insane, but telling you, it's an amazing thing to love. Trust me. And you will feel awesome after, but also feel great doing it and look forward to it. I look forward to it. If I know I'm going to the gym tomorrow morning, I'm like, yes, I get to go to the gym. You get to have like an hour and a half solely all about you. You know, that doesn't happen much in life. You know, often, you know, you're thinking about your kids, you're thinking about your husband, you're thinking about your pets, you're thinking about work, you're thinking about all these things, other people, everything. You go to the gym, you can just be like, yeah, it's like meditation almost. I guess it kind of is in a way, right? So you can just do you for that hour or however long you are at the gym and just like sweat. Sweat is so awesome, you know? As I always say, sweat is sexy. I mean, it is, but also it just makes you feel good to sweat. You feel alive. Get that sweat happening like half an hour every day. You're going to be a new person. Like, just try it out. And if you've tried it out, you know what I'm talking about. So get back on that. And if you're doing it, then great. Congrats. Keep going and just upping the ante. So I guess my points here were, keep an open mind about exercise and gyms and stuff, and try it again. If you think you hate the gym, try it again. Like, go to a different gym, go with a friend that knows what they're doing, you know, that's fun and will make you feel like, yay, this is awesome. Try something new, try something you loved as a kid, you know, try something that you never tried before, you know, something like that. And most of all, stop hating exercise. Have an open mind, an open heart towards exercise. My baby's crying. I better go. I'll see you tomorrow, and go sweat.